You're listening to an official Patriots interview podcast from the 2005 season with Ellis Hobbs.
Ellis Hobbs, we appreciate you joining us. Now, I did a little bit of research and I found an article on ESPN.com from a few years back that said, quote, Ellis Hobbs III might be the most serious teenager in Texas. And a little later on, you're quoted as saying, I like it when people underestimate me. That's the best position to be in. And that was when you were in high school. Is that kind of the mentality you've taken to get to where you are today?
That's the mentality I've taken to get here, and that's the mentality I'll always have, because anytime you figure yourself to be on top, it's one of those things where you have nowhere else to go. If I consider myself in second place all the time, going for that guy in first and remembering there's somebody in third trying to get me, then I'm all right.
And it took you to Iowa State, where you had a very productive career. You were a three-time Iowa State Scholar Athlete and Male Athlete of the Year in 2004, and that got you into the NFL. Can you talk a little bit about your college days and what you were trying to do there, and a little bit on the field and off the field?
It was a growing process, you know, on and off the field, growing up in life, responsibility, knowing and learning that you had to make sacrifices for yourself. If you wanted to succeed in life, your ambitions and your goals, then your sacrifice had to be much greater as well. Coming in as a running back my whole career in high school and Little League and things, it was a big change for me going to defensive back into my college, in my collegiate year. But believing in God and Christ and knowing that He's given me abilities to do more than one thing. If it was a thing, this is a little extraordinary, but if I had to play offensive line, I believe I could have did that as well, just from technique and just things, and then just believing in yourself. So I believe that's why I'm in the position I'm in now.
Well, when we're all done with this, I'll go talk to Dante Scarnecchia about getting you in the offensive line. We'll see what he thinks about that. But now in the short time you've already been here, you've seemed to be a very charismatic player on the field. You run back a kickoff return, and you've always got a sort of an excitement level. Is that kind of your personality?
That's exactly my personality on the field. Off the field, my nickname is Easy. I'm laid back. I'm after my dad. We kind of got the same mentality out the field, kind of quiet as kept, just going about the day. But on the field, man, it's a business. If I want to keep my job and do the things that I know I can do, then that's the type of intensity I have to bring to the game.
Your first couple months here, training camp, first couple months of the season, did you have sort of one of those welcome to the NFL moments, good or bad, where you just said, wow, I'm here, I'm in the NFL now?
I think every day was like a welcome to the NFL moment where, it's a grind, especially during camp. Coming in as a rookie, you have so much to prove. And even if you're proving things out there, you have to do it on a consistent basis. Obviously, the veterans have a little more more leeway during practice and things, but the rookies, we're always out there constantly going, whether it's full pads, if it's shells, or if it's just walkthroughs. And it takes a lot of toll on your body, so you have to be prepared for those things. So I came out there each day considering myself as the underdog and knowing that I had to go out there and prove something.
Okay, we're going to turn to some rapid-fire lightning round questions for
Ellis
Hobbs. What's one thing the fans would be surprised to know about you? A hobby or something like that?
I am an animation major. I love to draw.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And is that something after football that you'd maybe make a career?
Yeah, I want to get into animation studio on the design team, like Pixar, Disney. I want to stay more in the 2D realm, though. I'll just do the drawings and the figures and everything, and then I'll let the nerds create the 3D figures.
Very interesting, very interesting. What was your first purchase upon signing an NFL contract?
My first purchase. I had no purchases. I took it straight to the savings account, and I gave my family some money.
Good work. Good work. Who's an athlete you most admired as a kid?
Walter Payton.
Just
his intensity, how he approached the game, man. One of his quotes was, just because you're on offense doesn't mean you can't deliver a hit. And I always took that mentality.
Finally, what's a country you'd most like to visit someday?
What's the country I would like to visit? Kind of in the Greek Rome, going to Rome and see all those things where the great battles were and things like that. I mean, I'm really into that stuff. Gladiator.
Okay, Easy Ellis Hobbs, we appreciate you joining us.
Hey, appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. And remember to check out all the official Patriots podcasts on Patriots.com.